Campbell County has had a rash recently of car break-ins, and joining us now to talk more about that, Campbell County Sheriff's Captain Mike Lawhorn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, as we understand it, these have been happening all over the county?
We have had them all over the county, with the majority of them coming in the Timberlake area and surrounding areas of Timberlake.
And what's the timeline here? Has it been the past couple of weeks, or when's this been happening?
We've seen a large increase probably in the last month. And we've had probably five or six in the last two and a half weeks.
And these are just people just going around trying the handles of cars to see if the doors are unlocked? Is that really just it?
That's what it appears to us. It seems that these individuals are individuals targeting a relatively small area that has a large number of vehicles.
Did they go to parking lots? I mean, are these for like shopping centers, apartment complexes?
We're seeing it in neighborhoods along streets and roadways.
Are they getting anything?
And they are. We've seen a lot of different items that have been taken. Anything valuable is being taken out of vehicles. Anything from cash, change. We've seen computers, and we've even seen some firearms that have been taken out of vehicles.
Are you as surprised as I am that people leave all this valuable stuff in unlocked cars?
Well, you know, and I guess in today's times, we are surprised. But, you know, we kind of grew up, and we like to think that everything is safe and secure, and people won't mess with our items. But unfortunately, in today's world, that has changed.
And so if this is happening in neighborhoods in the Timberlake Road area, do you expect that it is someone or some group of people who live in that area? It's not someone coming from outside to do it?
Well, it's my understanding that Bedford County, as well as the city of Lynchburg, is seeing some of the similar crimes take place in their areas. So whether it's somebody that lives in that area or it's a group that's just targeting that small area that has a large number of vehicles, we're unsure at this point.
So they are just getting into cars that are already unlocked. Have you had any actual, you know, windows broken, that kind of thing, to get into the cars?
We've not seen that. So not to say that it won't happen, but that smash and grab that you see come around the holiday time, we're not seeing that. It appears that they're just checking random vehicles, and the ones that are unlocked, they're going through, and they're skipping over the ones that are locked at this point.
I heard that a new tactic by the burglars, the thieves, is to leave the car door open after they've been in the car because they don't want to alert anyone by the sound of the car door slamming shut. Have you seen that?
We've not seen that with the crimes that we've had in the county. But again, at night, we believe that's why we're not seeing the windows broken and they're skipping the locked vehicles because they don't want to draw that attention to themselves.
So most of these are happening at night?
They are. And we're unsure if these individuals are driving up, getting out of the vehicles and walking, or if they're being dropped off by a friend and then walking through the area, but they're using the cover of darkness. And I guess, you know, when vehicles come, they're hiding out of sight in the darkness.
And so and this is just break-in, stealing things out of vehicles. You haven't had any cars stolen? What you think by these people?
With this group here, we do. There's been some stolen vehicles throughout the county, Bedford and Lynchburg, but we do believe that is a different group, and we have made several arrests with some of the stolen vehicles. This appears to be just random ransacking of cars that are unlocked.
And do you think it's the same individual or group of people who are doing all of this? It's not more than one group?
And that's unknown at this time. It could be several groups. It could be the same group. And we're just unsure at this point.
So if somebody wakes up in the morning and they go outside and they see their car was broken into overnight and they call the Campbell County Sheriff's Office, what can you guys do at that point?
Which will come out. We will investigate it. We will take a report, see if there is any physical evidence that is there. If so, we'll collect it and continually investigate it until we find out who done it.
And I'll take it, when you have valuable things like computers, firearms, that sort of thing stolen, are you checking, say, you know, local pawn shops to see if they show up, that kind of thing?
And we do, correct. That is part of it as well.
But chances are that you won't be able to solve this. I mean, is that an accurate assessment?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Sometimes it just takes time. Sometimes it takes the community coming together. Someone at night may see someone walking down the street that they think is irrelevant at the time, but they may call us and we get out with someone and break this thing and find out and solve everybody's break-ins. So I would not say that we feel as though it's unsolvable. I do believe that we will catch them. It's just a matter of time.
Have you tried to see if any homeowners or anything have, you know, like a security camera video or anything like that of what's going on?
We have, and there's a lot of game cameras that people have out now, as well as surveillance footage, and all of that we review and try to obtain anything from that that we can.
And I guess the main thing, though, is for people, just preventative, just keep your car doors locked.
Absolutely. We want the community to help us with this, to reduce the number of larcenies from the vehicles by taking their valuables inside or at least putting them out of sight, making sure that the vehicles are locked and secured. And I know that sometimes that's cumbersome, but each and every time you get out of the vehicle, it becomes a habit after a while to just secure that vehicle and help us limit the number of vehicle larcenies that we're having.
Would you recommend that people put a couple of rattlesnakes in their car, possibly, in order to protect it from car thieves?
I actually saw that on Facebook this morning. Someone said pet rattlesnakes under the seat. I would not recommend that, but I'm not fond of snakes myself. So,
no, most of us aren't, I have to say.
Well, I think that's a great idea. I mean, it is. It's very satisfying, isn't it? Maybe, Captain Lawhorn can't recommend that, but it has to be. It has to be kind of satisfying if somebody tries to break in your car and that's what they get.
Yeah, your big swollen hand and arm. All right, Captain Michael Lawhorn with the Campbell County Sheriff's Department. Thanks for joining us this morning. Tell us about what's going on with these break-ins in Campbell County.
All right. Well, thank you for having us.